for Celebrity Sleaze with Kyle and Rachel.
I don't have any answer for you on that or any comment on any of that.
Oh, yeah. There were lots of no comments from Peyton Manning in Denver yesterday when asked about what he thought of the controversial comments from Colts owner Jim Irsay the day before. But Jim Irsay did have some comments himself.
There's just a conflicting feeling because there's so much love for Peyton, for me.
So much love.
I love it. He's like, what I meant to say was we really love you, Peyton. I didn't mean any of that. All I know is this stuff, this drama is better than freaking Desperate Housewives.
I love it. It has been the biggest story going into this game Sunday whenever Peyton does come back to town. And he's going to have to face some of his longtime teammates in Lucas Oil Stadium. But this time, it'll be on the other side.
Somebody asked me earlier, well, is this, you know, kind of like playing against Eli? And I said, I know Robert Mathis hits harder than Eli. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, I do not envy him at all. He better keep his ice pack ready.
Yeah, that's the last guy you want to mess with.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? He did have a message for all of us Colts fans.
Just echo what I said back in March of, 2012, that, boy, I sure did enjoy being their quarterback for 14 years.
Oh,
and you know what? We enjoyed you being our quarterback. But
we want to beat him,
but
still.
But we enjoy our quarterback now, too. His name's Andrew Luck. Go Colts.
That's right. You know what? We still want to whoop their butts, but you know what? We really appreciate how nice he is.
That's right.
It's perfect. Also, the youngest girls in the Kardashian family are finally getting in on the action, but not in a good way. Kendall and Kylie Jenner are only 17 years old, but they were spotted leaving a 21 and over club in L.A. looking a little bit rough after a long night. So they've been caught on tape trying to duck out the back door since obviously they're minors. They should not have been inside. But I will say, I blame this on Justin Bieber. He's the one that started this behavior. He's the one that has been doing this for how long now? He's all over the place in these clubs. He did it. He tried to do it at the Vogue.
Yo, you know that's right.
Remember?
Look, you can't blame Bieber for trying to get into Retro Rewind, Rachel.
Right. He doesn't even know what Retro Rewind is. He's like, I was a fetus back then.
I mean, look, he wanted to hear some Regulators on the dance floor. Come on.
I can't. Next up, we're going to have like Dora the Explorer ripping shots, twerking on a stripper pole.
With her mini bottles in her backpack.
Yes. But you know what? Maybe these little Jenner girls, maybe they should get the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they were just out celebrating the end of the government shutdown like the responsible Americans they are.
Good for the Kardashians.
Not. Right. That's Celebrity Sleaze.
Thank you, Rachel. Back to the Irsay and Manning stuff real quick. Little beef between the two right now. A little bit of drama. Irsay causing Peyton some drama right now. We want to know right now, 239-1009, who is causing the drama in your life right now? Could be a coworker, family member. Let us know. It's Radio Now 100.9.